let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us. The first series of True Privilege comprises three books, The Unholy Realm, Elijah's Elation, and Revelation to Faith. The third book in the series, Revelation to Faith, brings the saga full circle. The True Privilege series is written by Dr. Karen Darnell. It's a wild adventure that goes around the world in search of sex slaves, body parts, and pregnant teens. Exposing the dark underbelly of human trafficking, her goal is to bring attention and solutions to the plight of sex and labor trafficking globally. Dr. Darnell is an author, visionary, and healer who spends her time working as a registered nurse, as a doctor of counseling. She mentors those who have experienced emotional trauma in life. She has traveled to some of the most dangerous places, including China's underground church and the streets of Los Angeles, including Skid Row. She's also written a nonfiction book called Disposable Dolls. This book gives attention and exposure to disposable people globally who are simply tossed away by society. It's her hope to create prevention programs and to help rehabilitate those being rescued from the deadly trades of illicit trafficking. Dr. Karen Darnell, author of True Privilege book series, our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You are touching so many people with these books, telling such a fascinating, fast-paced story with a message behind it. Let's talk about wrapping up the series. When you started True Privilege, the book series, you ended up with three in the series. Did you know it was going to be a three-part series, or did this just sort of evolve as you were telling the story?
Yes, it actually, I never even thought about being an author. And in 2005, right after Christmas, I got the vision, the first vision, and I was like, wow, what the heck is that? And I saw a love story. I saw Favor and Purity, which are the main protagonists in book one. And I saw them interacting, and I tried to write it down, and it was terrible. And so I just closed up the computer, and basically I looked up to heaven, and I said, listen, I said, God, I'm not an author, and I don't know anybody in Hollywood, because my mind went to movies or TV series immediately.
Yes.
And so through a series of events, I just started writing more and more and more, and the series just flowed into three books, and I'm working on the second series right now. And the second series, where I'm going to take up the reader into World War II, the Comfort Women, and also the Geisha Girls, that some of them got, you know, pulled into prostitution.
Oh, yes.
In World War II. And the Comfort Women were kidnapped from Korea and China by the Japanese Imperial Army and sent to the front as sex slaves. So a lot of people don't even know about the Comfort Women.
No, in fact, I read a story about that a while back, and for me, that was the first time I had ever read about them, and that I'm sure that will be a fascinating continuation, a fascinating series that you're writing. You are a gifted writer.
Yeah,
for someone who wasn't real sure about this writing skills, somebody gave you some excellent skills, because the books are well-written and very well-received.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Book two and three were written in about 4 months. It was just like I kept on getting revelation after revelation, and I see it come down as a movie screen. And I just try to write what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, and the
yes.
different scenarios. And I did not research sex trafficking. I was just like given the vision of it, and then I would go and research, and I would go, oh, my gosh, there it is, there it is. It was really amazing.
Well,
so
you're telling
I'm just,
such.
I'm thankful to have helped birth this thing. I feel like this is really on the heart of God, seeing so many children abused now, especially with the epidemic of child pornography. And, you know, the predators want to perpetrate this. And so many children around the world are being abused. And so I would really like to do set up prevention programs. And the main thing is getting in the schools and really teaching the students about grooming and sextortion, because that's where a lot of them get trapped into the sex trades by these predators.
Well, this book is an excellent introduction, don't you think, for for younger people, I'm thinking fifth, sixth, seventh grade, somewhere in that category, start reading, entertained by the books,
exactly.
Really enthralled with the books, but there's a very powerful message there as well. This really is a conversation starter, isn't it?
Well, it's not only a conversation starter, it's going to be an educational tool. I'm working
yes.
with an organization called Million Kids, and we are working on a documentary right now. We haven't started it. We're just in the preliminary stages. And so what the documentary is we're hoping to get it into every school across America, and it basically teaches the kids about cell phone safety. Because in 2020, the whole world is going to be connected via internet, 5G. And so what's going to happen is that we have this incredible population around the world, but a certain amount of that population are pedophiles and predators that want to get to your kids. And so the kids really need to learn when they're being groomed and when they're being sex sorted, what that looks like. And then they can get help.
The book we're
right?
talking
they
about, the series, well, yes, Dr. Karen Darnell is our guest in the program, author of the True Privilege series. Book three wraps up we'll talk in a second about the background for the books. Revelation to Faith is book number three in the series. And the book you touch, you've got fantasy, you've got action, you've got adventure, you've got romance. You really, for someone who, first-time author, really didn't want to do that, you really brought in a lot of elements to tell the story, didn't you?
Well, it had to be there because the sex trafficking and labor trafficking, I touch on that too.
Yes.
It's such a heavy story that a lot of people don't even want to, it's just like, oh no, I don't want to think about this.
Yes.
Right? And then there's so many heavy movies out on the sex trafficking. I had to lighten it up with some romance and ballroom dancing and singing and just different twists to the story and real life scenarios and then bring in some of the sex, you know, weave that in so that the reader or whoever's viewing it, hopefully it's going to be turned into a TV series so I can really break the story down. They can come up for air and then go back down and digest the heavy stuff and come back up and be refreshed by, you know, something great and then go back down.
Well, yes.
So I think the readers are going to love the characters.
Well, yes, and the pacing is so important, as you mentioned, and you have that element in the True Privilege series that we're talking about. Book one, The Unholy Realm, Eliza's Elation is the second in the series. Revelation to Faith is the third. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to get information on the True Privilege series. The author, Dr. Karen Darnell, with us on the program today. Let's talk a little bit about the background for the series, because this really covers a period of, around 100 years. What is the background? Then we'll talk about some of the main characters.
Okay, the background is basically a group of, a family of immigrants comes to America, and they settle in Rhode Island on Shadowbrook Estate, and they are maids and a butler or a groundskeeper on Shadowbrook Estate. And so that's basically the background. And Purity finds out that the family, even though slavery has been abolished, the family is still using people as labor slaves. But then she also, her papa dies, and she has to go work at Maids of Bristol. And she's awakened to this world of sex trafficking that's going on at Maids of Bristol, which is also a dance place, where she learns ballroom dancing, and that's another whole weave of the story, which is really fun. But that she also learns about, you know, the underbelly of the sex trafficking. So, and she starts rescuing people, and it's a great weave, I'd say.
Yes, it's
so that's the background. And then book two, she goes to the France, the World Ballroom Championship, and she meets Eliza on the steamship, and she was raised in a witch's coven, and so she's running from the witch's coven, and so Purity and Favor encounter her, and it's a whole story of how Favor and Purity get pulled in to rescuing kids from the local orphanage out of France, and the witch's coven is involved, and lots of action and adventure. So that happens right after book one. And then by the time you get to book three, which is Revelation to Faith, she's the great-great-granddaughter of Purity and Favor. And so she's a detective, and she's busting, you know, brothels and massage parlors. She doesn't even realize her parent, her great-great-grandparents were abolitionists. So so she's able, she finds a manuscript, and she's able to go back in time. And she goes back in time to Shadowbrook Estate, and she's there as a maid. And she ends up falling in love, and it's a whole story of romance and intrigue. And she goes in and out of going, you know, in and out of back and forth in time. And in the meantime, they're going all around the world trying to crack these cases on human trafficking. They encounter the black organ market, which is really big right now, that's being exposed. You know, there's whole rings of organizations that basically are selling organs. So it's quite a story. I think the reader is not going to be able to put it down.
And again, when it's as you're reading it and enjoying the story, because it is a thrilling story, it's a page turner. Literally, all of a sudden, you start thinking about these things and realizing you can sort of relate to things that you've heard in the news. Like, this really isn't all made up. And you've got, again, all the elements in there. I know in Revelation to Faith, you've got some time travel involved in there. So it's a fascinating series. And I want to talk about some of the projects that you've got going. You mentioned the second series you're working on. One thing that I read that you're working on is exploring the foster care system, and I did not realize that was a problem area as well. Talk about that, because as I'm reading this, this is frightening.
Well, basically, the foster care system, I mean, they're trying to do the best they can, but predators are looking for children that are isolated, they're available, and they're vulnerable. So when you have children in the foster care system, many times those children are, there's a higher percentage of them being seduced into the sex trade. And that's done by grooming, you know, and the grooming process is the predator wants to take control of the individual. And they gift them with gift cards and clothes, and I'm going to take you to dinner, and let's go to Disneyland this weekend. Or you know, there's the whole seduction of, look, you're already, because our society is highly sexualized. I call it pornified. And so a lot of the kids, I'm going to just say it, are already sexually active. I think we know that.
Yes.
And so, but children in the foster care system, because many of them don't have the protective family unit. And I do give a shout out to all the foster parents. They're doing an amazing job, most of them. And we honor them. But so many of the older foster kids are, you know, getting seduced into, you know, sex trafficking and things like that. So they're more at high risk for that. And so that's why they need to be educated regarding the grooming and sextortion. You know, it's hard to say, but, you know, many of the teens right now are sending naked photos of each other. And so what's happening is if it's sent to a predator, then they turn that around and they can say, okay, they start sextorting them. And they say, okay, I want you to send a video of you doing this or you doing that. And the student or, you know, the teen is like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't tell my parents. I've been threatened that they're going to tell everybody at school. This is going to be smeared all over social media. And so so basically, right now, 9,000 young people in America per day are being sextorted, and 58% will meet up with their predator. So,
well, that's an alarming statistic.
And get out of it.
Yes.
It's really, really a tough situation.
I mentioned...
So that answers your question regarding the foster care and these vulnerable children and the teens that so need to be educated. So that's what the book series is going to do. Like the second series, I'm really going to get into what the grooming process looks like. What does sextortion look like? And I'm going to go back and forth in time again. So it should be another fun series.
Well, and a compelling story. The first series written by our guest on the program, Dr. Karen Darnell, is the True Privilege book series. The Unholy Realm, Eliza's Elation and Revelation to Faith, which is three. It wraps up the series. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to information on those books. I mentioned you mentor those who've experienced emotional trauma in life. Talk about that in the damage. How do they deal with that? Is this something that is with them for life, or is it something that eventually they can deal with?
Well, that's the key too, because many people coming out of the sex trades, there's not enough counseling or psychological help.
Yes.
And so I did get my doctorate of counseling last year. My master's is in marriage and family therapies. I've had that for quite some time now. And so basically, I don't charge for my services, and I deal with basically women that have been traumatized either through molest as children, date rape, or they literally were sold by their parents into the sex trafficking, or they're coming out of sex trafficking. And so I do believe they can be healed if they get the proper counseling and psychological help, the emotional help that they need, and the spiritual help too. I do believe that God heals the soul, and they need a great support system around them in order to become whole again. So that's very important, but it is possible. But unfortunately, as I said, there isn't a lot. There could be more help out there for the numbers of people coming out of the trafficking that we're seeing.
You've mentioned
I mean, every day you see the bust. The news, or you read about it online that so many, traffickers have been, arrested. And what do you do with the people that are rescued? So,
well, exactly. For everybody that's been arrested, there are probably thousands, if not hundreds of thousands out there that are struggling to get their lives back together. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned the word grooming several times. And what's interesting, this is really what, I don't necessarily say a slow process, but it is a process, isn't it, where they win over somebody's friendship, develop a relationship before anything happens.
That's right. The grooming process, the whole goal is to take possession and control of that person. So you do that through, and it's very sad because the person that is being groomed actually feels like for the first time in their life or by this certain person that maybe they're attracted to, that they're in love or they're cared for, that someone is thinking about them enough to say, hey, let's go to lunch or let me buy you this or let's get your hair and nails done. I mean, that means a lot to a young teen. So it's a whole process of grooming. Now, there is grooming that's done online too. And we call it a fantasy relationship where the person doesn't really know the person because it can be an old, ugly predator, and they have an avatar of this young, hot guy that's interested in them.
Yes.
And so then that process is called a fantasy relationship, and the person is believing that this person is going to help them get to where they need to be, either that contract, that model, that actress, get their degree, and they fall in love with the fantasy.
It's
interesting. We could do a whole show on this.
And maybe we will. I would like to do that because there's so much more that we can talk about and things that parents need to look out for, that friends need to look out for with other friends. There seems to be an awareness, more discussion of this in the media, but like you say, I'm not sure it goes anywhere. You talk about, isn't it shocking, but certainly it's not going to happen in my life or my family. And oftentimes that is the case. The book is the True Privilege book series, the three books, The Unholy Realm, Eliza's Elation and Revelation to Faith by our guest on the program, Dr. Karen Darnell. Karen is K-A-R-Y-N, Darnell, D-A-R-N-E-L-L, if you're Googling that information. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. You can link onto our website and go directly to Dr. Darnell's books as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book series. Looking forward to the follow-up series that you'll be doing. Thank you for being with us on the program today. Look forward to doing this again.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Dr. Karen Darnell, our guest, the True Privilege book series. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on the book series. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.